Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Assembly Minority Leader Pat Hickey will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, John Sandy IV, Mindy Elliott, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, NV Energy plans ahead, so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers on a very busy day, we are pleased to welcome to the program Pat Hickey, the Nevada Assembly Republican leader. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Good to be here.
For those that may not have a subscription to this, you've been sending out a weekly In the Life of the Legislature piece. And I've got to tell you, it's been incredibly helpful to folks like me to really get your thoughts. Even though it's partisan, because obviously you're a Republican leader, but at the same time, it's had a lot of common sense in there. And it seems from this one that what you're saying really is that even though things have been accomplished in this session, not as much as you would like, but it's opening up the door to a lot of conversations in the interim going towards the next session. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I think that's really true, and I said that in part because often the success of sessions is viewed by grand bargains and things like significant tax increases. But in my mind, and it's not just because I'm a Republican, I think success builds on success. And I think one of the things that's happened this session, especially in the Assembly, is an unprecedented level of cooperation. I talked about there how openly and cooperatively Democrat chairpersons have worked with the minority members of my caucus.
And not just Speaker.
Yeah, and the Speaker as well. That goes without saying, and I've said that numerous times, how good our relationship is and the respect that she has earned from our members because of her policy-oriented, kind of bipartisan approach. There's always politics at play, you know, no doubt about that. But I think what's happened this session bodes well for the interim, which then bodes well for the next session, because we will be continuing serious conversations.
Okay, and what are the main conversations you'll be having?
Well,
on what issues?
Well, I think, you know, going forward next session, assuming that SGR 15 is likely to pass, and that's dealing specifically with the mining industry, but that's one very significant instance where we're going to come back, I suspect, and have to, one way or another, reset what mining pays in this state. And so we're going to have a conversation with that. We're going to have it with a governor who I believe will be reelected. And even for that is going to require a two-thirds vote, assuming we have to replace something that was there. So we are going to be having serious tax discussions next session, depending on what happens with the margins tax on the ballot as well. And I think to get to that point, we will have conversations. I hope we'll have some agreement about things that I think would get Republicans seriously into that discussion.
One of the things that I've noted in discussions with the Democratic leaders in both houses is that they, when you talk about construction defects or you talk about PERS reform, that they really say, you know, nobody else is talking to us about this. You know, there's one or two voices, but they're really ignoring it.
I've heard that, but. Republicans need to listen to the persons that Democrats listen to as well. In other words, if I said that as a Republican, that we never hear some of the concerns that they have, whether it be state workers or what unions' concerns are for teachers and classrooms and all of that. We all, you know, the margins aren't that different in the state, even though clearly in the Assembly it's a democratically controlled body. But the margins of differences in votes are sometimes 3%, 4%, and 5%. So if you look back to your constituents, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it's about 50-50 in many respects. So, yes, I think there is going to have to be give before there's take, and I've said that all along. You want to get Republicans seriously to talk about new revenues, you are going to have to come to the table and see where we can have a meeting, a compromise on some of the reforms we've talked about, which are dealing with public dollars as well, not construction defects. That's a more private industry thing, but I think it's important because it's affecting a major industry in Nevada.
I got to interview Senator Reid yesterday, and one of the things that he's constantly talking about these days is the lessening of the influence of the Tea Party. Do you believe that that's true in the Silver State?
Well, I don't know exactly what the Tea Party is. I think there was a strong reaction of conservative Americans at the time and in the way, in many respects, that Obamacare came down the pike. And it's already the law of the land, although, you know, there may be some similar reactions in some ways to some of the recent things that have happened in Washington to the IRS and all that. But in the end, I don't look at the pressure point so much that special interests put upon us. We're Nevadans. I think in Nevada, Republicans tend to be more moderate than they are nationally, and I think Democrats do as well. So I don't think we have such a great gulf.
Would you say that there's a difference between the elected officials in the legislature versus the Republican county parties?
Well, boy, I can't really comment on our parties. They're all over the place, and maybe that's the way it's always been. It's true. There are a lot of interesting folks in the county parties. But you know what? I'm glad the Ron Paul folks, for example, and they're not necessarily the Tea Party folks, but the libertarian wing of the Republican, I'm glad it's there. Because if they weren't there, they would probably be Democrats. So I think we...
You think they'd be Democrats?
Well, some of them would. we had Heidi Waterman as a candidate. You know her in Reno. Her father was the county and I think state chairman at one time. She had been a volunteer for a Democratic candidate, David Bobbsey, and she became our Republican candidate. So she, in a sense, I hope she wouldn't be offended by this, is so far to the right that she's come to the left, or so far to the left she came to the right. So I don't know. Labels are not all that important.
Well,
to
you
me.
Know, and you know, it's a crescent shape. The further to the right you go and the further to the left that you go, they are closer than the middle.
That's probably true. But, you know, in the end, you get down here and you get to the end of the session and we're trying to figure out how to do something we all can agree.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lita Hickey when we come back.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I proudly sit on the board of the Nevada Youth Empowerment Project. Northern Nevada's homeless youth population is growing, and fast. It is estimated that there may be hundreds of homeless teens living in Washoe County. NYEP is a local transition home for homeless girls aged 17 to 21. NYEP has received a $37,000 challenge grant that must be matched by June 1st. Don't leave these girls on the street. Please donate today at nvyep.org.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblywoman Pat Hickey. You pushed the amendment to enable the Washoe County Commission to pass the Washoe school tax. Carol Velarde was on this program, and she was very concerned about the precedent setting that this would have. And that maybe not this session or the next session, but down the road, other groups are going to want to use this precedent to establish other people to be able to tax things. And here you're punting it to the Washoe County Commission to make the decision. But do you have concerns about it being precedent setting?
Well, I think one of the precedents that people were concerned about, I don't know whether she was or not, she was certainly concerned about the precedent had we sent it to the school district in Washoe County as a tax authority, which no one thinks they are. The precedent that I know the governor was concerned about, that is, you're asking statewide lawmakers to pass a county-specific tax, and I know he said, if I do this for Washoe County, why wouldn't I do it for Clark or Elko or Lander or anyone else, should they ask? Well, I know he was concerned about that precedent. And so for those that think there's a legitimate need there, the only alternative to try to give them another bite at the apple was to see if it could go to the county commission, which some would argue that's where it should have started. I'm hopeful that they can find a way to get it done. It's going to be challenging either way. It was certainly challenging here, and it just simply didn't have the votes, so it would have died in this whole process with both not enough votes in the Senate and the governor's objection.
And it would have to have a supermajority to pass. 4 out of the 5 commissioners would have to vote on it.
Well, if they get on board with it, I don't think that's as big a problem, but they have questions and concerns. But it is the Washoe County schools, and they are Washoe County commissioners.
All right, let's change our attention to star bonds. Changes in the star bonds that Debbie Smith has been pushing. Are you in favor of those changes?
I believe you. I'm not as familiar with that bill. Debbie's kind of spearheaded the leadership on that. Obviously, there were problems before, and I'm sure that what she's aiming at is making sure some of those things don't happen again. So I would be in support, although I'm sorry I don't know enough exactly about her legislation.
Okay, well, the bottom line, and I would agree with this, is businesses that were outside of the Star Bonds district closing down their existing businesses to move into the Star Bond district to take advantage of the tax status. But in my view, those major projects in Northern Nevada would never have been built without STAR bonds. And so there would have been no money going to education or anything else, and no jobs.
It's a delicate balance, and we are, this session and the speaker, probably more than any other figure in the legislature, is concerned about abatements and how they're applied and do they last forever. They obviously have benefits. They incentivize companies to come here, but we've got to find that balance. And it's challenging because you don't want to give away everything to companies that might otherwise be coming, but you do need incentives. It's a very competitive market out there, and most companies expect to negotiate before they'll make their decisions to move here.
Are you supporting the movie company incentives?
You know, it hasn't come over to our side. You know, it sounds nice on paper. I've not heard it yet. The whole thing about tax credits and being sold, it reminded me a little bit about some creative ideas that Al Gore had, and I'm not sure how well it's going to sell over on my side, but we're going to listen to it with an open mind.
For a Democrat, he sure knows how to make a lot of money selling TV channels. Background checks, your thoughts on that?
For those polls that are talked about saying that 87% of Nevadans favor background checks, I think those are probably accurate. I don't think it's fair to say that a majority of Nevadans are necessarily supporting Justin Jones' bill that deals effectively with the problem about mental health and tightening that up and having more oversight and prohibiting people that are ill from getting guns, and certainly criminals. But I think there are problems with that bill. I don't know if there's still a compromise. We Republicans had a bill that I doubt is going to get a hearing, or so I've heard. So I believe that the governor has some reservations about the bill going too far for individual gun exchanges. As I understand, I think it's problematic. Although, yes, I mean, background checks are in place. If I go down to a gun store and buy a gun, or even go to a gun show, I'm having my background investigated before I can make that purchase. But the individual sales thing that's gone on for the longest of time, that's where you're getting a lot of pushback on that.
Good luck for the rest of the session, sir.
All right.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll be right back on the Newsmakers after this time out.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Hello, Zeus here. Back when I was Top God, I used to toss these babies around like toothpicks. Then the nuggets started lightning loot. With mortals, random jackpots are a huge hit, not a myth. Players love to swipe and win instantly. They earn entries into colossal monthly drawings and win even more cash on Hot Seat Thursdays. The nugget has all the loot and lightning. But nobody steals my thunder!
Hi, welcome to Toyota. I'm Jan.
Hi, Jack's going to pick us a car.
Yeah, Toyotas are so reliable. He could drive it one day. Great timing. It's our Toyota Time Sales event.
Camry, you're safe, reliable. What color?
Red. Oh, red with a cool stereo. We have that.
Lease a 2013 Camry LE for $189 a month and get $500 lease bonus cash. Or get 0% APR on a 2013 Camry or Camry Hybrid or $1,000 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places.
Full flavor you can feel good about. Papa Murphy's Delight Pizza, a crispy, thin crust pizza that you create, take, and bake in your own oven. Try a classic like the chicken bacon artichoke or herb chicken Mediterranean. Or for a limited time, try the new Greek pepperoni delight with fresh spinach and crumbled feta cheese for only $9. With 40% less fat, 30% fewer calories, and 100% of the flavor. Go ahead, have another slice. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mindy Elliott is here, senior partner with Forte LLP, John Sandy IV, attorney and lobbyist with Fenimore Craig Jones Vargas, and Liz McMenamin, vice president of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you all here. So you've had the opportunity not only to listen to Pat Hickey, but also Mo Dennis, whose interview is going to air tomorrow. Your thoughts on their comments here on this program?
Well, it was interesting. I think that we were hoping that they would talk more about some of the high points. Liz and I were talking offline about some of the telemedicine and some of the good things. High school proficiency exams are quietly being phased out. And so those are things that are going to really impact our state. I don't know. I was just looking for some more in depth, but there's still 6 days left. I'm sure that they want to keep their cards held close.
Well, and part of the reason why they probably didn't go in depth was one thing I noticed was the ability of you to cover all the different topics that we've been discussing. I mean, there's just so many different issues that are such a variety that to get in depth on any particular one, it would be a challenge. But I think one of the things that I noticed, and I've heard Mr. Hickey say it several times, is the amount of cooperation that they mm-hmm. feel in the Assembly. I think that's obviously been a good thing that's come from this and something that can be built upon, I think, and as we continue the process. And I think this interim, it sounds like there's going to be a lot that each party is going to discuss, and who knows, maybe some meaningful policies will emerge through this new cooperation.
Liz?
I think both leaders that you had on this morning were very interesting. They both covered what was necessary. What was interesting in talking about the cooperation, even in the Senate, the Senate was the reason the sex education bill failed, and I wanted to bring that up again because it was a real touchy subject. But they did work together, and they knew, while I thought that it was something that personally, retail had nothing to do with it, but I thought personally it was something that needed to be looked at and maybe moved forward. It was something that, with their constituents, they didn't have the support back home. So, you know, in looking together and working together, it was agreed that that bill would die. That's unfortunate, but that happens in sessions. And in this session, we've seen a lot of bills coming forward. The gun bill is going to be an interesting one as it moves forward, because I don't think you have the, when they talk about the 85% on Senator Jones's bill, I don't know who they polled, and push polls can always give you the numbers you want to look at. But I don't agree that 85% think that, maybe they think more background checks, but they're not looking at what this bill goes and moves towards. So it's interesting as we watch these final 6 days, as we move into this last phase, to see what is going to move forward. There are a couple of really good bills still out there. One Mindy mentioned was the telemedicine. Health care is a real big issue in our state, and as you mentioned, Sam, in talking to the leaders, was what are we going to do? We don't have doctors. Well, we do have medical health care professionals that can fill that gap, and these are some of the ways. The nursing bill, the APN bill that's moving forward, that's a great bill. The telemedicine bill, that's something that is the future. We already have telepharmacy in our rural areas, which has made a big, big change there. So I think telemedicine is just a further way to expand it. That one's still waiting and for its final not concur in the Senate. But, you know, as we move forward, we'll see how the cooperation continues.
Mindy, I just wanted to bring up, going back to the sex education bill, the still great power of the Church of Latter-day Saints to be able to kill legislation it doesn't like.
It appears, and maybe not just LDS, I think churches in general.
Right.
I think that the whole faith-based constituency has a lot of impact still in that building, and they're a force to be reckoned with. I heard all the emails, the number of emails that were pouring in, and I don't think it was just LDS. I really feel the faith base on both sides of the aisle have strong feelings about that bill.
John, is this a session where things like Twitter have really made a big difference, more so than in previous sessions?
Well, I think it was really, Twitter became prevalent last session, but I think it's only picked up because people that previously might not have been on it are now commonly utilizing social media. And so, yes, I think social media is going to have a tremendous influence in all aspects of our lives, but in politics in particular, because it's such an easy way to get out messaging. And I think politicians have been using that to their advantage.
Chuck Muth, the conservative activist, is pushing the Assembly of Republicans to put up a fight and hold out for some of the things that they want, whereas the headline from Andrew Doman in the Las Vegas Sun is, Democrats stand down on taxes, Sandoval wins the day on budget. Your thoughts?
Oh, I absolutely agree. This governor has is walking away from this session with a big win. He did a great job. It's his budget. It's the GovAct. We saw him just increase his political clout, so to speak, this session. So he did a very good job.
Debbie Smith made some interesting comments in the media saying that basically, even though the governor was sweeping these various monies to go towards education, that was exactly what the Democrats wanted.
Well, it's the spirit of cooperation. I think
this is a job for you in the diplomatic corps. You want to be ambassador.
I agree, Liz. I think that Sandoval has done a masterful job of not only the budget but his policies. Uh-huh. I think he's done a masterful job of holding the conversation and moving many of his strategies forward, and with a very gentle spirit over
right.
I don't know if it's general, but it seems to be. He's not heavy-handed, and he's come out a big winner on this one.
John, you get the last word.
Well, I don't want to be the spoiler alert, because I know Senator Dennis is going to air tomorrow, but I think he did say that, you know, this session has been different because we're not arguing about whether we should do something or not, such as spend money on ELL or full-day kindergarten. The Republicans have basically agreed that we need to do it. Now we're just arguing about how much we do that, and I think that goes back to their points, is that in Sandoval's budget, he came out and he says, I'm going to fund these, and so the Democrats couldn't really say that he's not paying attention to education. They're just saying he's not paying enough attention, and I think that is a more difficult position to come from. So.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
Better when any size icy cold Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is just a buck at McDonald's. Now that's more happiness to love.
News 4's Joe Hart, working for you.
Getting answers to the questions you ask the most.
Submit your questions to jhart@mynews4.com. And remember to put Ask Joe in the subject line. Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
The Ashley Furniture Home Store Memorial Day mattress event has been extended. Save up to 65% off Simmons mattresses. Plus, get up to 24% off or up to 36 months interest-free financing store-wide. Ends Monday only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Can we talk? Join Joan Rivers, the queen of comedy and red carpet diva, live at Grand Sierra Resort and Casino, Saturday, June 22nd at 9 p.m. Spend an evening with the legendary comedian Joan Rivers as she presents her newest and most outrageous riffs on Hollywood, pop culture, and celebrities live Saturday, June 22nd at Grand Sierra. Tickets start at $25. Room and show packages are available. Visit GrandSierraResort.com or call 789-2000 to make your reservations today.
On our next broadcast, the state Senate Majority Leader Mo Dennis will join us. We'll see you then.